Sea Alaska's recently released 2014 financial report shows significant improvement. The corporation, with about 22,000 shareholders, came back from a $50 million plus loss the previous year, and it streamlined operations, laying off about 150 of its 400 employees. But Carlton Smith, a former board of directors member, says it's not as good as it seems.
From a shareholder perspective, I think calling 2014 a turnaround year is a bit of a stretch.
Smith is a commercial real estate business owner who ran for the board last year as part of an opposition slate. He and others point to the fact that Sea Alaska's investments and businesses have lost money for each of the past 5 years. Financial reports show a profit for all but 2013, but that's only when other native corporations' natural resource earnings, which are shared, get added in.
The central issue here for at least a decade has been the need to replace timber income.
Sea Alaska used to make most of its money from logging, but it cut the best trees on much of its property. It's getting going this year on new timberland transferred from the Tongass National Forest by congressional action. Smith says no one should expect it to reach past profit levels.
We knew volume was going away. We knew that the markets were changing substantially. So the real issue here is in a more compressed time frame, trying to replace timber income, which as a single strategy, it's not going to happen.
Sea Alaska managers know that, so they're looking for new investments. They're focusing on natural foods, especially seafood, as well as data analytics. Smith has his doubts.
A long-standing truism for a successful business is to do what you know. And if those two areas of new investment are contemplated, in my opinion, we need to have expertise in our existing management team to make sure that we're going to grow it and grow it right.
And from what you're saying, I'm guessing you don't think that we have that expertise.
I'm not certain, but I doubt seriously if we do.
Sea Alaska took a big hit last year. They took another hit this year. And nothing in this report demonstrates any changes.
Brad Flitch is an investment advisor who runs a shareholder's Facebook page, Critical of Management. He's also running as an independent candidate for Sea Alaska's board of directors. He says the corporation has fallen far behind a common gauge of financial success.
What really concerns me is the dramatic drop in investment earnings. You know, the S&P 500, you know, it did almost 14% last year, and Sea Alaska did barely 4%.
Flitch says, despite cutting 150 jobs, Sea Alaska still spends too much on its top personnel.
They paid almost $1 million or a little over $1 million in severance bonuses or termination fees. So it just demonstrates this board of directors does not value shareholder money.
I see that they've cut a lot of staff. Other than that, I don't see any change.
Mick Beasley is a former board candidate who's pushed for term limits and other corporate reforms. He's also a carver. Beasley's all for resource development, but he says Sea Alaska could better serve its shareholders with its property.
They could have some housing projects on Sea Alaska lands. I look for boat ramps. I like the idea about agriculture, you know, berry farms.
The corporation is helping develop berry picking operations in two villages, but managers say it won't be a significant enterprise.
As usual, I think the elephant in the room is this discretionary voting.
Beasley is among those pushing for an end to that practice. It allows shareholders to turn their ballot decisions over to the board. That favors incumbents and makes it hard for critics such as Beasley, Flitch, and Smith to win elections. Sea Alaska points out that it's a voluntary practice and one chosen by at least a quarter of shareholders every year. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.